2 Timothy chapter 2, and beginning to read at verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 8. Paul writes to Timothy, "Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained." Last night I was having supper with a friend who has not had the easiest last few years, but suddenly everything has come together and he looks better and feels more positive and is looking forward to the future, even though he's 2 years older than I am, so you know there's limited future left these days. And we're chatting away and he was saying, and you know, he was telling me how things were really working out. And he said, "You know, Jeremy," he said, "financially, I've never been better. I will never, ever have to worry about money again. There just seems to be a lot of it. It's fantastic. I don't have any anxieties anymore." To my shame, I felt a slight pang of envy. I thought, "Oh, well, you give some to me, mate." But of course, naturally, I didn't say that because, you know, I'm a clergyman of the Church of England and above anything like that, really. But, you know, I just thought, how wonderful. I gave him another drink. You know, I was paying. And in spite of everything. And he just felt really positive about life. Really positive, as probably we all would in spite of our faith, because things were not only good now, but looked as though they were going to get better and better as the years went by. And I thought, that is fantastic. But of course, the Apostle Paul, although he'd have understood, would have wanted to push us a bit, like he does here. That we are called in Jesus to be those who, whatever the situation we're in, still feel positive about the future. And just in case Timothy was feeling a bit wobbly, which well he might have done at this point, Paul speaks with confidence about the future. He says, "Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David." Raised from the dead, he said, there is nothing he can't manage, given that he's been raised from the dead. And as this friend of mine and I have sometimes had a drink over the last few years, which haven't been easy for him at all, we sometimes ask ourselves now, what do we have the confidence to pray for when things are difficult? And Paul said he was raised from the dead. There is nothing he can't manage. And then he says, descended from David, which I just thought for years was just a factual statement. But of course, Paul meant it differently. Timothy would have understood it differently. And it was only when I read a book by a clever person that I realized the code that Paul was saying. Because of all the prophecies in the past about Jesus, what Paul was saying here is, not only raised from the dead and there's nothing he can't manage, he's descended from David. God fulfills all his promises and will meet all our expectations. It took centuries for Jesus to come, and we do sometimes think, "Lord Jesus, I don't have a lot of time. I need you to answer prayer quickly." He said, God always fulfills his promises and always meets our expectations. And as to add credibility to this, he goes on to talk about his own situation. "This is my gospel," he says. "This is what I believe. This is the good news. And because of it, I'm suffering to the point of being chained like a criminal. The word translated criminal here is terrorist, which is why he was on a capital charge. The most despised people in the Roman judicial system. Paul was being treated and arraigned as one of those. And yet, remember Jesus, raised from the dead, descended from David. I'm holding on to it, Timothy, in spite of my situation, he's saying. I could have plummeted desperately. My faith could have been terribly undermined. But it's not at all. He can manage anything. He'll fulfill his promises, and he'll meet my expectations. And to sharpen that, before the service, we had an unusual number of words that came. My people didn't know what I was going to say. So I suspect God wants to engage with quite a lot of us today before we have to dash back to work. First picture was of a golden crown, a message we felt from God to reassure someone here, probably because of a situation at work, that whatever it feels like, Jesus is king. Someone here needs to know that Jesus is king. Someone else is trying to find peace in spite of all that is happening around them. A peace that they can take with them. And the picture was of, you know, when you go on walking on a beach when you're on holiday in some wonderfully warm and delightful part of the world. When you get back to the place where you stay, you've still got sand on your feet. And the picture is of when you go back to work, you'll find traces of the peace God gives you here, and it won't have gone away. There's a picture of a crab, of someone has evolved a protective system to protect their heart. And Jesus is saying, I want to give you a soft heart. A heart that is soft because you trust me. Quotation from Isaiah 30, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. And finally, a word which is spring only comes when you've been through the winter. And there are one or two here who just feel they've really been through the winter and spring is coming. This is my gospel, says Paul. In spite of my situation, I trust him totally. And Jesus has sharpened that today with those words. Because there are clearly quite a few of us he wants to bless today.